Danielle McCartan here with Jason McCourty at the end of a very successful camp, your fifth in a row. Mm-hmm. What do you hope the kids take away from a camp like this?
Something that me and Dev always say to them at the end is we grew up in Nye. We played our Pop Warner games on the field right below us. So dream big. You know, coming from Nye, there are a lot of people always say, oh, only 3% people make the NFL, blah, blah, blah. But dream big, whether it's the NFL, whether it's a doctor, whether it's a lawyer, no matter what it is, when you want to be something and you dream about it, do everything you can in your power to achieve it. So we just want the kids to believe in that.
Yeah, that's a great message. So you and your brother, what do you guys take away from it?
We have a blast, and that's nothing more, nothing less. Like, get some pizza out here and feed the kids, get some cones, run around. They're getting in shape. It's hot out, and we have fun competing against them. And just coming out here, and I think it's important that the platform that we have, that you give back, you show kids, hey, I came from this place. I've made it to where I've made it. You can do the same exact thing.
Yeah, we saw you you lost in one of the drills over there. Next year, a little bit of redemption for you?
Yeah, you know, I rolled my ankle a little bit last week, so I was trying to take it easy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I let Dev handle most of the races. Usually, I'm out here running past all the kids, too, but I took it a little easy today.
So funny. All right, so the 2016 Titans, obviously you missed 12 games in 2015, two surgeries later. Back at OTAs, what are your impressions at OTAs?
We're just out there improving, and something Coach Malarkey talked about was obviously our past 2 years haven't been good, but we're just moving forward. We're trying each and every day we go out there, whether it was OTAs, mini camp, or just going out there for the drills that we do, just try to get a little bit better each day. So our kind of thing we're doing now this offseason is just trying to find a way through all the competitions we're doing, find a way to win. So we're trying to start to build that from the ground up, and looking forward to when the fall comes of trying to win some football games.
Yeah, so and then I'm going to just read a quote that the Titans GM, John Robinson, recently said. He's done a really nice job meeting you. He's done a really nice job. We are really counting on him to go out there and produce like he is capable of. That sounds like a lot of pressure from the GM.
That's our jobs. Yeah. I mean, each and every year you produce or they find somebody else that will. So whether he says it or not says it, I think everybody in that locker room understands that that's what our job is. It's cutthroat. At the end of the day, you know, each year the team will be different. This will be my eighth year in Tennessee, and there's probably – two guys still left on the team from when I first got there that we've been there for the past 8 years. So that's just the name of our business. So we have a really good GM, a really good head coach, and I'm just looking forward to giving everything I have and doing everything in my power to be as good as I can this season.
You know, I came across some stats that were a little outstanding to me. Without you on the team, last year the opposing quarterbacks posted a 101.3 passer rating and 34 TD passes against the Titans defense. As captain, which ways are you looking to tighten up the defense this coming season?
I just think we have to come together. You know, last year I got hurt. We had one of our defensive ends, Derek Morgan, get hurt. Mm-hmm. And it kind of changed the complex of our defense. And I think we've done a really good job as an organization this offseason of adding depth. Or if guys go down, we have other guys that can step right in. But we just got to continue to come together. Early in the season last year, we were ranked pretty high on defense, and it kind of fell to the wayside as the season progressed. So I think we've improved on offense with our running game. All of those type things I think will help us get better as a team. So I'm looking forward to us just coming together this year and seeing what we can do.
Yeah, and in your division, the Texans won the AFC South with a 9-7 record. Across the NFL, that seems like a wide open division. What are your expectations for the 2016 Titans?
I just want to win football games. You know, this time of the year, everybody's sitting around saying, well, we want to win the Super Bowl. And that's everybody's goal. And for me, there's no reason to sit here and talk about it. Just about improving now when the time comes and when Sundays come during the fall. We're just trying to do everything in our power to win each and every time we step foot out there.
That's cool. So if you're up to it, you watch your brother doing it. I found some mean tweets.
Cool.
I had to go back a while because you and your brother, everything on Twitter is good about them. I swear to God.
We block everybody that's so mean.
So I have some not so mean tweets. This is the best I could find, though. So go ahead. It's all you. Go ahead, read them out loud.
At Connor Fitz and at Connor M. Quinn, and I just pee with Jason McCourty at LaGuardia. I actually remember that. It was pretty disturbing because I don't think he spoke to me in the bathroom. At Paul Kaharsky, at Frank Wycheck, all of Jason McCourty apologists need to give up the fight just as bad as the rest of the DBs. That's probably true. At I am James Stewart, in the trade proposal you brought up, where does Jason McCourty fit into? Yeah, that was pretty funny. When I was about to be traded, this guy, I guess, reported it, then it didn't happen. And people were killing him for the whole rest of the year.
Good.
Just because at McCourty Twins Wikipedia page says he plays for the Pats doesn't make it so. Hashtag Jason McCourty. Another true statement.
That's right. You're in Tennessee for the long haul.
Facts.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We'll be back next year for sure.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.